As Leilani drew closer, Mickey saw that she wore a complicated steel brace on her left leg, from the ankle to above the knee. "Isn't that a Hawaiian name?" Mickey asked. "My mother's a little nuts about all things Hawaiian." Leilani wore khaki shorts. Her right leg was fine, but in the cradle of steel and padding, her left leg appeared to be malformed. "In fact," Leilani continued, "old Sinsamia, that's my mother, is a little nuts, period." "Sinsamia? That's a type of marijuana. Maybe she was Cindy Sue or Barbara way back in the Jurassic period, but she's called herself Sinsamia as long as I've known her." Leilani settled into a hideous orange and blue chair as decrepit as Mickey's bile green lounge. "This lawn furniture sucks." "Someone gave it to Aunt Geneva for nothing." "She ought to have been paid to take it. Anyway, they put old Sinsamia in an institution once and shot like 50 or 100,000 volts of electricity through her brain, but it didn't help." "You shouldn't make up stuff like that about your own mother." Leilani shrugged. "It's the truth. I couldn't make up anything as weird as what is. In fact, they blasted her brain several times. Probably if they'd done it just once more, old Sinsamia would have developed a taste for electricity. Now she'd be sticking her finger in a socket about 10 times a day. She's an addictive personality, but she means well." Although the sky was a furnace grate, although Mickey was slick with coconut-scented lotion and sweat, she'd grown all but oblivious of the sun. "How old are you, kid?"
9, but I'm precocious. What's your name?"
"Mickey."
"That's a name for a boy or a mouse, so it's probably Michelle. Most women your age are named Michelle or Heather or Courtney."
"My age?"
"No offense intended."
"It's Michelina." Leilani wrinkled her nose.
"Too precious."
"Michelina Bellsong."
"No wonder you're suicidal."
"Therefore, Mickey."
"I'm Klonk."
"You're what?"
"Leilani Klonk."
Mickey cocked her head and frowned skeptically. "I'm not sure I should believe anything you tell me."
"Sometimes names are destiny. Look at you. 2 pretty names and you're as gorgeous as a model, except for all the sweat and your face puffy with a hangover."
"Thanks, I guess."
"Me, on the other hand, I've got 1 pretty name followed by a clinker like Klonk. Half of me is sort of pretty."
"You're very pretty," Mickey assured her. This was true. Golden hair, eyes as blue as gentian petals. The clarity of Leilani's features promised that hers was not the transient beauty of childhood, but an enduring quality.
"Half of me," Leilani conceded, "might turn heads one day, but that's balanced by the fact that I'm a mutant."
"You're not a mutant."
The girl stamped her left foot on the ground, causing the leg brace to rattle softly. She raised her left hand, which proved to be deformed. The little finger and the ring finger were fused into a single misshapen digit that was connected by a thick web of tissue to a gnarled and stubby middle finger. Until now, Mickey hadn't noticed this deformity.
"Everyone's got imperfections," she said.
"This isn't like having a big schnoz. I'm either a mutant or a cripple, and I refuse to be a cripple. People pity cripples, but they're afraid of mutants."
"You want people to be afraid of you?"
"Fear implies respect," Leilani said.
"So far, you're not measuring high on my terror meter."
"Give me time. You've got a great body."
Disconcerted to hear such a thing from a child, Mickey covered her discomfort with self-deprecation.
"Yeah, well, by nature, I'm a huge pudding. I've got to work hard to stay like this." "No, you don't. You were born perfect, and you've got one of those metabolisms tuned like a space shuttle gyroscope. You could eat half a cow and drink a keg of beer every day, and your butt would actually tighten up a notch."